Banks are good at creating them. Silicon Valley is coming. And what does he actually mean by that? Well, over the last couple of years, money has been poured into fintechs. You know, a couple of years ago, it started off fairly slowly with $1.88 billion being invested, and that has grown quite dramatically. And this money goes into fast, very nimble startups. Some of them develop into good companies. So, you know, some of them you know, everything from PayPal to Klarna and Adyen and others. But the most important thing is that these companies, they are going for one small vertical of the market, hitting banks right where it hurts them the most profitable segments. Last year, $19 billion was invested into fintechs. $19 billion. So what is the problem for banks these days? What is actually haunting them? Well, the bond right now between the bank and the customer is getting weaker, and that is because of the digital transformation. All of a sudden, you don't have branch offices taking care of customers, not creating the similar type of bonds as they used to do. That is becoming a problem. New user behaviors is not anticipated by banks. I mean, if you go into any fintech site, if there is an offer, there will be cross-promotion coming right after you sign up. For banks, normally bankers handle these things, but since they have loosening the bond with the consumer, that is getting tougher. Industry reputation is being damaged by the financial crisis. What really happened? Well, lack of trust. Customers do not trust banks in the same way as they used to. And also, more importantly, information is becoming more transparent. It becomes easier for a consumer to find alternatives to the traditional bank offering. Then, next thing, next generation. They're looking for something totally different. They want a digital experience. They don't care about the branch offices. And just looking at the millennial index that came out a while ago, I mean, this is what we see. I don't see the difference between my bank and the other banks. All of the four leading banks are amongst the least loved brands by the millennials in the US. 53% don't think about that their bank offers anything different than other banks. So no differentiation. 71% would rather go to the dentist than listening to what the banks are saying. My God, what's happening here? One in three are open to switching banks in the next 90 days. And last but not least, 73% would be more excited about a new offering in the financial service from outside of the industry. So all these things combined becomes quite problematic, I would say, especially when looking at the next generation, because changing from your current bank to something else is pretty easy these days. It's not, you know, a two-week operation. It takes a couple of minutes, actually, especially if you use the newer services. So these are the challenges for banks from the consumer side. From the fintech side, banks are actually challenged by the fact that all the money that was poured into the industry, the fintech industry, go to highly specialized, highly vertical companies that are specialized on doing only one thing. You heard about Adyen prior to me. Klarna is doing e-commerce payments. Izettle is doing mobile and offline payments. Lending Club do loans, and TransferWise do cross-border transactions. We are extremely good at working with the newest technology. We are extremely good at finding new ways and processes of working with finance and compliance and legal and the regulatory stuff that is complicated in this industry. I think also the fact that we're communicating in a totally different way. Most fintechs are embracing the customer as opposed to the traditional industry that is rather very, very product focused. Think about it. If you compare your current bank to any other bank, do you get any warmer emotions for your bank compared to anyone else? Do you think there is any emotion going into the commercials from any bank? Not yet, but it will come for sure. I will give you an example. This is one of the Swedish banks talking about cash flow finance. This is their way of talking about it. It looks pretty much the same as it used to 10 years ago. This is a new way of talking about consumer finance. This is Izettle talking about cash advance, effectively the same type of product. One is building upon emotion, the other one is built on trust security around the bank. The problem, though, was that trust is going down, as you could see from the millennial index. So that creates a big problem. So is this a problem or not? And how big is it? Well, what's at stake here? Last year, banking profits reached $1 trillion. $1 trillion. And it's estimated by McKinsey and others that, you know, you'll see a decrease in roughly 60% in profits in consumer finance over the next 10 years. 35% of profits in payments due to Adyen and iSettle and Klarna and others. And another 35% of profits in small business lending from LendingClub, also iSettle Advance and other companies. All in all, hitting retail banking, roughly 40% of the retail banking profits in the next 10 years. So fintechs and banks, is there love? Where is the love? Well, in my opinion, banks actually do have two different potential paths that they can walk on for the next couple of years. Either they need to fight for the customer relationship. They need to become much better at presenting a digital solution for the next generation, but also for the current generation that are becoming more and more digital in their way of using products. And they need to create emotions around their brands. And the most difficult part of all, to change the internal culture of the bank to embrace the next generation. I'm 40 years old. I'm way too old to really understand how the next generation actually thinks about banking and other services. Most banks, average age, way beyond. The other alternative is to become a white label provider of extended balance sheets, effectively. That way, you can cut costs, get rid of people, cut down on marketing and do other things, and you can provide balance sheet capacity for new companies that are more disruptive in the way of presenting and producing the products and services, but still leveraging the strong balance sheets from banks. What will happen? Time will tell. Thank you very much.